Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really digging into some material you shared, focusing on this idea we're calling smart self-defense. And our mission here really is to unpack what the source means when it says, quite clearly, smart self-defense products combine technology and protection. We want to get past just the words and understand, you know, what that really looks like.
Yeah, and that specific phrase, combine technology and protection, it's not just descriptive, it's foundational, isn't it? The whole point of these smart self-defense products, according to the source, is that combination. It's their defining feature. And figuring out what that means in practice, well, that's key for you, the listener.
Right. So let's jump straight there. The source states it plainly. Smart self-defense products combine technology and protection. Not maybe, not sometimes, but combine. It feels like it's saying this isn't, you know, just sticking a battery on something.
Exactly. It's more integrated than that. It differentiates smart self-defense from, let's say, just tech-enabled self-defense. Think about it. It's not simply a tool with tech. The tech is intrinsically linked to the protective function itself.
Okay, so technology as protection, almost, or deeply woven in.
Precisely. Like, take a personal safety app. It doesn't just have a button to call for help. When you trigger it, it might also send your exact GPS location, maybe alert your chosen contacts, perhaps even start recording audio all at once. Mm-hmm. See? The technology is the protective action, or a core part of it, not separate.
Got it. That distinction is important. It's not just additive. Can you give us maybe some other concrete examples? Where does this combination really make a difference in practice?
Sure. Look at some wearables. They can detect if you, say, fall suddenly or suffer an impact. And then what happens? They don't wait for you to do something. They can automatically contact emergency services.
Oh, right. With your location, too.
Exactly. With your precise location. Or think about discrete panic buttons. Hmm. You press it. Maybe nobody around you even knows. But it silently triggers an alert, shares your live location, maybe even streams audio or video to a monitoring center.
Wow.
The tech GPS, accelerometers, connectivity, it's all working directly to provide a protective response, often faster or more effectively than you could manage alone with traditional means.
That makes a lot of sense. You're layering capabilities there. So for someone considering these, what are the main upsides? What does this tight integration really buy you?
Well, the benefits are pretty significant. First off, speed and discretion are huge. You can often signal for help really fast and sometimes without making the situation obviously worse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Discreetly, yeah.
Second, location accuracy. In an emergency, knowing exactly where you are is vital. Smart devices often handle that automatically.
Okay.
Third, there's often data capture after an event. Things like audio recordings, video clips, location logs. That can be really important later.
For proof or just understanding what happened?
Exactly. And finally, there's the network aspect. It's not just 9/11 anymore. These systems can connect you to friends, family, maybe a whole community response network. It broadens your safety net quite a bit.
Those are definitely strong points, that network idea especially, and the discretion. But like with any tech, there must be trade-offs or things to watch out for, right? What are the potential challenges here?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a magic bullet. There are definitely considerations. A big one is reliance on infrastructure. You need cell signal. You need GPS connection. If you're in a dead zone,
then the smart part might not work.
Right. It can be compromised.
Right.
Then there's battery life. These aren't like a simple whistle. You have to keep them charged, make sure they're working. Maintenance is key.
Oh, what a practice.
Cost can be a factor, too. Generally, more integrated tech means a higher price tag than, say, a basic alarm.
Makes sense.
And for some people, privacy is a concern. You know, location tracking, data storage, even if it's for safety, some folks might be uncomfortable with that aspect.
That's a really important balance for the user to weigh. Okay, so we've kind of established the what combined technology and protection really means in this context. We've seen examples, talked benefits, acknowledged the hurdles. Looking ahead then, what does this core idea, this combination, suggest about where self-defense might be going?
Indeed, we've circled back to that fundamental point. Smart self-defense products combine technology and protection. It's the core definition from the source. And realizing that, it's more than just a feature list. It feels like a shift in how we think about safety.
A shift how?
Well, think about the implications. What's fascinating here, pulling directly from that source premise, is how this idea that smart self-defense products combine technology and protection might actually reshape our whole understanding of self-defense itself. Does it move us beyond just reacting physically? Towards something more proactive, using tech for alerts, for documentation, for prevention. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How does this fundamental combination of tech and protection change the future of personal safety? It's not just about fighting back anymore, perhaps. It's about intelligence, connectivity, data, all empowering safety in potentially new ways. Something to think about.